Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y, 1211-56. Hang on, if you don't talk for a minute, it just cuts you out. This is ridiculous, man. I'm going to say something, which is nothing, so it won't cut me off. Okay, Billy is a 69-year-old gentleman originally from Houston, disabled, single, suffered a stroke 5 years ago. He's able to ambulate with the help of a cane, but has become much weaker, pretty much chair bedbound at this time. He has a history of smoking and drinking in the past period. New paragraph. He's not able to drive, of course. He has family and friends that come and take a list from him and go to the grocery store for him, and he does the best he can cleaning around the house. Period. He also has a history of a COPD. He has a CPAP and a nebulizer that he uses on a regular basis. Family history: mom and dad both died from sort of cancer. Surgery, no recent surgery. Allergy, none. Medications include nebulizer with albuterol, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, plus hydrocodone 10-325 four times a day. Last hospitalization was 2 years ago because of complication of stroke. Vaccination, none. Review of system: has lost some weight, he's short of breath with activity, he continues to smoke, has a history of COPD, O2 sat stable today at 95%, severe debility, low back pain, severe with spinal stenosis affecting his walking along with a stroke, left-sided weakness related to a stroke, and symptoms of aspiration reported. Blood pressure 145 over 91, pulses 80, respiration is 22, O2 sat's 95%, heart positive 1, positive 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. There's dense left-sided paralysis noted with a dysarthric speech. Assessment, 69-year-old man with history of stroke, left-sided weakness. Has become much more debilitated in the past 3 months. His weight has been stable. His appetite has been diminished. He requires more help with ADL. His bowel and bladder continent uses a cane to get around. Has had some aspiration issues. Also has a history of COPD, sleep apnea. Is on CPAP at this time period. New paragraph: his blood pressure controlled with the help of Norvasc. Period. He requires his inhaler on a regular basis because of his COPD. His O2 sat stable at this time with no evidence of tachycardia. Period. New paragraph. He would benefit from provider services and continuation of nursing visit and home health at home. Period. He must quit smoking. He's not interested in that. We talked about that today as well. He's a high risk of fall because of the fact that he's having a hard time ambulating. He's on high-dose pain medication because of his severe pain, left-sided weakness, both related to stroke and spinal stenosis, which is affecting his ambulation. Thank you.